last night. Bowmans twisted a strand of copper wire, wriggled out of the framework supporting the horse skeleton. Then let Men Fu take over. Not much more room here anyway. The shop was almost impassable. Bowmans would not have to dig for years, were that his inclination. "Looking good," Stance said of the horse, tarrying before going for another armful from a borrowed cart. "You'll have to show me how to get the king on top so I can put them together when I go back."
"I may do it myself.
Thought you'd decided to stay."
"Maybe. I don't know.
When are we going to start that thesis?"
"I'm working on it, making notes. Once I get organized, I can write it up like that."
He snapped his fingers.
"Don't worry. I've got plenty of time."
He went outside again. Jasmine brought tea.
"I thought I heard Stance."
Bowmans jerked his head. Outside. She looked for a place to set teapot and cups.
"You're going to have to get this mess organized."
"I keep telling myself that."
Stancil returned.
"Enough odds and ends here to make a suit of armor, long as nobody tries to wear it."
"Tea?" his mother asked.
"Sure. Pop, I came past headquarters. That new monitor is here."
"Already?
You're going to love him. He brought a coach and three wagons filled with clothing for his mistress, and a platoon of servants."
"What? Ha! He'll die when Bisan shows him his quarters." The monitor lived in a cell more fit for a monk than for the most powerful man in the province.
"He deserves it."
"You know him?"
"By reputation. Polite people call him the Jackal. If I'd known it was him, what could I have done?"
"Nothing. He's lucky his family got him sent here. Somebody would have him killed if he stayed around the city."
"Not popular, eh?"
"You'll find out if you stay. Come back, Pop."
"I've got a job to do, Stance."
"How much longer?"
"A couple of days. Or forever. You know, I've got to get that name."
"Pop, we could try now, while things are confused."
"No experiments, Stance. I want it cold. I won't take chances with the Ten."
Stancil wanted to argue, but sipped tea instead. He went out to the cart again. When he returned, he said,
"Tokar should be turned around by now. Maybe he'll bring more than two wagons."
Bowmans chuckled.
"Maybe he'll bring more than wagons, you mean? Like maybe a sister?"
"I was thinking that, yes."
"How are you going to get a thesis written?"
"There's always a spare moment." Bowmans ran a dustcloth over the jewel in the brow of his dead king's horse.
"Enough for now, Dobbin. Going out to the dig."
"Swing by and check the excitement," Stancil suggested.
"I wouldn't miss it."
Bisand came to the dig that afternoon. He caught Bowmans napping.
"What's this?" he demanded. "Sleeping on the job?"
Bowmans sat up.
"You know me. Just getting out of the house. I hear the new man showed up."
Bisand spat.
"Don't mention him."
"Bad?"
"Worse than I expected. Mark me, Bo. Today writes the end of an era. Those fools will rue it."
"You decide what you're going to do."
"Go fishing. Bloody go fishing. As far from here as I can get. Take a day to break him in, then head south.
I always wanted to retire to one of the jewel cities. I've never seen the sea."
"So you're headed out right away?"